This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Since we are in the pandemic, COVID-19 crisis, world crisis, I decided to address this topic from an Islamic perspective, while keeping in mind what the people of knowledge in the sciences, etc., medical, public health, etc., have advised, and linked what is relevant with our Islamic teachings. First and foremost, it's worth noting that the deen has something to say in how to psychologically, spiritually handle this situation that the world finds itself in today. First and foremost, let me mention this hadith. A hadith narrated by Aisha radiallahu anha, wife of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and mother of the believers, among the top narrators of traditions, statements of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the hadiths, a legal scholar who gave rulings derived new rules based on the Quran and the Sunnah. She narrated, I asked Allah's Messenger about the plague, and the Messenger of Allah informed me that it was a punishment which Allah causes to befall whomsoever He wishes, and He made it a mercy for the believers. So anyone struck by the plague who remains in his house patiently seeking his reward from Allah, while knowing that nothing will befall him except what Allah has already written for him, will be rewarded similar to that of a martyr. So Aisha radiallahu anha, may Allah be pleased with her, asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about the ruling on the plague, as well as what to do in the time of the plague. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam clarified that fundamentally the plague is a punishment. It is a punishment to the world and its people in general. It is a punishment which comes, and Allah chooses the time, the place, the people who will be most affected. But at the same time, it is a mercy for the believers. It is a mercy for the believers. Meaning that how the believer relates to the plague if he or she relates to the plague or responds to the plague or reacts to the plague in accordance with the guidance which Prophet Muhammad ﷺ gave us in life, how we treat life and its trials. If we respond in accordance with that guidance, then it will be a mercy. Which is why we say to people who are sick with cancer or whatever ailment they are sick with, we say to them, Tuhurun insha'Allah. That's what the Prophet ﷺ used to say. Tuhurun, purification from Tahir, Tahara, purification. May this be a purification for you from your sins. How does it become purification from sins? Well, the Prophet ﷺ had said that whatever pain the believer suffers, if he suffers it patiently, obviously, if he's patient with it, that pain that he or she suffers removes sins. It is an eraser of sins. Pain. No pain, no gain. In this context. So as a general principle, this is how it becomes a mercy, because we are all committing sins all the time. Daily. And we seek forgiveness sometimes, sometimes we don't, we forget, and they pile up. Allah, out of His mercy, has provided this instrument for purification of sins, cutting down on the numbers of sins that we have accumulated. So it is tahara, tuhurun insha'Allah. As our wudu, making wudu, ablutions for prayers, purifies us of sins, also the illnesses, the sicknesses that befall us become a means of purifying us from sin. But it is not just a means like that. It happens, you can expect it. No. It depends on how we respond to that illness. It's not that we don't go and treat it, because the Prophet ﷺ had said that Allah did not allow to befall the earth and its inhabitants sicknesses, except that He also revealed the cure. So there are cures. We should seek those cures, find them, use them, treat our illnesses. And He did say in another narration, you know, treat your illnesses, but don't treat them with what Allah has forbidden. Because what Allah has forbidden will only increase your illness. Though it might seem to relieve you physically, psychologically, etc. In the end, it is a curse, not a cure. So, knowing that the trials become a means of purification for the believers, then that's the mercy of Allah. It's the mercy of Allah that our patience in times of trial purifies us of sin. We need purifiers. We need ways and means of salvation from our sins. So this is the mercy from Allah. And then the Prophet ﷺ went on to say, so anyone struck by the plague who, one, remains in his house or her house. Here is prophetic guidance. 1,400 years ago, telling us to remain in our houses. Oh, this is what the governments are finally coming to now. Stay in your house. This works better than anything else. Stay in your house. Don't leave it except for necessity. So the Prophet ﷺ said that the one who remains in his or her house, patient, فَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, as Allah said, give glad tidings to those who are patient. Because this life is a life of trial. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ. Allah said that, I will try you with some fear, loss of wealth, loss of life, all of this is coming. Loss of the fruits of our efforts, etc. But give glad tidings to those who are patient. Those who, whenever they are struck by a calamity, or a calamity occurs, they say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We belong to Allah, and to Him we will return. Now, normally we are just saying this when somebody dies, but actually it was not specifically for that. That's a calamity, and it's legitimate to say it at that time, but we can say it anytime. Anytime anything goes wrong, etc., etc., around us, rather than saying, damn it, or something similar, too bad, we say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So we're patient, seeking his or her reward from Allah. Muhtasiban. Seeking his or her reward from Allah. So that patience is one in which one believes, as the Prophet ﷺ told us, tuhurun insha'Allah, that Allah will purify us from sin, from our sins, a portion of our sins, if we are patient. Patient, expecting our reward from Allah. That is the promise of Allah through His Messenger, that He will purify us of sin if we hold on, keep focused on Allah, knowing, the Prophet ﷺ went on to say, while knowing that nothing will befall him or her except what Allah had already written for them. Knowing all the while we're being patient, because where does this patience come from? It comes from our certainty that nothing will befall us except what Allah has already written for us. If something befalls us, it didn't just happen all of a sudden. Allah just decided at the moment. No, this was already written 50,000 years before creation. It was coming. No matter what we did, there was no escaping it. It was coming. So knowing that gives us patience. And that's why we should be patient, because it's Allah's destiny. And if we are able to do that, then the Prophet ﷺ went on to say, he or she will be rewarded similar to the reward of a martyr. What is the reward of a martyr? Paradise. That is the ultimate reward of the martyr. Paradise. One who has sacrificed his or her life for the sake of Allah. Patient, they will be granted paradise. So is this something worthy of our patience, worthy of our staying in our homes, worthy of our submission to what Allah has written? Yes. And as some scholars explained, like Ibn Hajar, the commentator on Sahih al-Bukhari, it doesn't mean that you have to die to get that reward. If you have fulfilled those conditions which the Prophet ﷺ stressed, one, remain in your house, two, be patient, three, seek your reward from Allah, four, knowing that nothing will befall you except what has already been written, and five, that you will then be rewarded the reward of a martyr. Whether you die from the pandemic, or you live through it, or you weren't even touched by it, as sickness goes, you will still be eligible for that reward once you fulfill those principles which the Prophet, may God's peace and blessings be upon him, outlined for us to follow. So this hadith, just for your information, was narrated by our in Sahih al-Bukhari, as well as Sunan al-Nasa'i authentically, as well as in Musnad Ahmed authentically. And its number in Musnad Ahmed, if you want to check it out for yourself, is 26139. That's number, hadith number 26139. So the point is that here was guidance. Here is guidance. 1,400 years ago. Subhanallah. This is reassurance for the believers. The true religion of Allah is Islam. have no doubt about it. If the Prophet ﷺ could tell us to stay in our homes 1,400 years ago, and now the whole world is telling us stay in your homes because of this disease, this plague, then know what the Prophet ﷺ said is the truth. Know that he was guided by Allah. Know that the Quran is the word of Allah, is revelation preserved as no other book of revelation was, and it will be preserved until the last days of this world. So, my brothers and sisters, this is the first of a series that I intended to do from lockdown, lockup. I'm here in Ethiopia, Addis Ababa, the capital, where the government has declared a 5-month emergency. So, inshallah, to make the best use of this time, of course, my responsibility to the International Open University, also known as the Islamic Online University, remains. So the university is functioning, we are online, we have thousands of students studying with us, doing their courses, whether in Islamic studies or in education, Islamic banking and finance, Islamic psychology, Islamic IT, ITC, and Islamic business administration, these courses, Arabic, etc., all continue as normal. We didn't have to scramble to try to turn an offline, traditional, conventional university into something online, which is going to function online. We're already there. We've been there for the last 10 years. Yes, this year, 2020, is the 10th anniversary of the Islamic Online University's operation. Our name was changed this year to the International Open University for political reasons, etc. But the content remains exactly the same. There's no change. And we welcome you and encourage you to join. Join us online. We have free courses. We have courses which are for credit, university credits, which you can take. We have a variety of courses available in our Ilm Institute, like Coursera and Udemy and the others. We have a variety of courses there on various topics which you can take individually, delivered by a variety of different lecturers, professors, instructors, etc. And inshallah, this is an opportunity for you to make use of some of your time. Dedicate some time out of each day. Study Arabic. We have Quran also. Quran memorization, Tajweed. You already memorized the Quran, you need an ijaza? Come and study with us. We have, 20 odd instructors, males and females, who have memorized the Quran with ijaza. That's the teaching certificate for memorizing the Quran. And we have a variety of other programs. We're instituting our program known as One Day, One Ayah. For those of you who, whenever we're encouraged to memorize the Quran, we say, "Oh, really, I'd love to memorize the Quran, but I just don't have time. Too busy. too many things, family, work. Well, can you memorize one verse in a day? I think most of us could. Well, we have a program which is being launched, one day, one ayah, one verse a day. You know that if you did that, you could memorize the whole of Surah Al-Baqarah in 1 year. Mm-hmm. MashaAllah. Anyway, I encourage you to go to our website, iou.edu.gm. So we are closing today's session, and I thank you all for attending. We're going to close down the program, inshallah, and we'll be continuing tomorrow. Now, tomorrow will be again on Instagram. If we run into problems again and we have to switch over to Facebook, we'll do that if it comes. And otherwise, if it is repeated, perhaps by the third day we'll just stay on Facebook. I've done a number of programs on Facebook before, short programs, and it has been successful. Instagram was recommended because of the large audience, a larger audience now, it seems, than even Facebook. So, inshallah, please keep me in your prayers as I keep you in mine. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.